sidewalk crawl all the way to Chicago.
Up first, though, this afternoon, singer, songwriter, producer, guitarist, original member of the band April Wine, Miles Goodwin, joins us this afternoon. Miles, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Loved your brand new, most recent album, Friends of the Blues 2. The first one was such a success, you did it again, and that's one of the songs from it right there. It really is a great group of tunes you put together.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Love the song that we played coming in, Hip Hip, but so many wonderful songs on there. Love your take, too, on the rhythm and blues classic, Speedo.
On Speedo, yes. I think that was a band called the Cadillacs way back there in the mid-50s. And because I remember that song, and it's still being played on certain classic radio stations. And so I just wrote a song about a different perspective on this character, Speedo. It was a lot of fun to do. I like that. I like those kind of songs. They're different and fun.
So how are you adjusting? This is such a tough time for performers to not be able to get out there. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, that's a that's a good question. I'm trying to figure out what to do with myself. I don't know. We're only week in week 9.
Mm.
The beginning of week 9 of many, many, many weeks. It looks like musicians and live performances anyway with big crowds. We'll be the last to drink from the trough again, I think. So nobody really knows the future, obviously, of this thing and how what's going to happen. But right now, I'm trying to decide what I want to do. I know there are a lot of people streaming. Everybody's streaming. Amateurs, professionals, big bands, little bands, everybody. And that's cool. I haven't gotten into that yet. I'm just kind of taking my time, I think. Deciding what to do. I'm going to do something. But I think most importantly is I've got Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues 3 mostly written. So I'm going to start recording that soon. And by doing tracks at home and sending them out and having them sent back like files and stuff, it's not ideal. It's not the way I like to do it, although it's been part of the formula with Friends and Friends 2. But I like to have a bunch of guys sitting in the same room playing all the basic tracks and stuff. And it's going to be a little different this time, but I know the players and they just ooze with feel. So it'll feel good regardless.
Let's go back in time a little bit if we can and talk about the origins of the band. April Wine actually started many ways in the late 60s in Halifax.
It started in 69 here in Halifax. That's where I am right now, as a matter of fact. I'm in Halifax right now. It started here, yeah.
And you really hit it big and expanded beyond Canada into the States with the success of your second album, On Record. You Could Have Been a Lady became a big hit here in America. But yeah, here in Maine, where we are, you know, we knew about the band already because next-door neighbors up there in Nova Scotia. And so here we appreciated April Wine maybe before the rest of America did.
It could be. There's certain pockets in America that were hip to April Wine. Of course, Lady, You Could Have Been a Lady was charted on Billboard in the States in 1972. So there was an awareness then. And then really nothing happened over the next several years until we released, I forget what it was, I think it was called First Glance. And I wrote a song called Roller.
Right.
Just opened the doors, and then we just kind of went international after that.
Absolutely. 77, a big year for you as you you got to open for the Stones on part of their tour. What was that experience like?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we weren't part of a tour so much as part of an event that happened in Toronto over a few days where we got to open up for the recording for the Stones in a small studio. So it was pretty exciting. Very nice. They took us down to Boston. We went down to Boston with them after that and played in front of about 40,000 people. So it was a nice few dates there.
You also along the way worked with a guy we had on our show just a few weeks back, Gene Cornish of the Rascals. Although that project didn't quite go the way you had hoped, I understand.
I don't know what happened. He doesn't know either. they were interested in recording April Wine, and I went down to New York and for a few days and did a couple of songs with them, and everything was, you know, was feeling pretty good. And then the record label took a turn and went in a different direction, and you know, I don't know what could have happened, but they did produce a live album actually here in Halifax, and they wanted to do a studio album, so they took me down. They wrote a couple of songs. We both of them became hits. And we did that together. Wouldn't Want to Lose Your Love, and Tonight's a Wonderful Night to Fall in Love, and we hits in Canada and big hits in Canada, but nothing further. It didn't go any further than that. But I'm glad to hear he's well. I mean, I did contact him a while ago when I was writing my memoir, Just Between You and Me. It's been out now for about what, 4 or 5 years now. It ended up in the bestseller list for a while, so I did have contact with him back there and trying to get it, you know, get a few memories of our time together. He's a good man. I worked with him and the drummer, Dino Danelli.
We're talking with Miles Goodwin here on Downtown 81. You guys released Nature of the Beast, and it absolutely blew up. The huge success of Just Between You and Me. What does that do to a band when you achieve that level of success? You guys have been at it for a long time then. By that point, but what does it do to you as a group?
Well, I mean, it's validation when you're so successful in Canada that, and for so long that, you know, the finances were good, you know, and we were established. And it's like any country that has their own star system, they can be very successful within the country and never really have to leave. But of course, we all want to do well in America and in Europe and stuff like that. So when we did finally break through, it just meant a lot more touring, a lot more, you know, more money, more exposure is the word I was trying to think of. There's more exposure to the band internationally.
What prompted you to do the first of what now we find out will be at least 3 Friends of the Blues collaborations? What led you to that?
Well, I just had this, you know, this thing for the blues for a very long time, and I decided that it's something that I had to do. It was there, and it wasn't going away. I had this itch. I had to scratch it, and so I decided to tour less with April Wine and have room for other projects. So I decided to do more than X number of shows a year, and just during the summer, and then finishing off in November, and then having the whole winter to do other projects. And, you know, with this arrangement, I was able to write a couple of books. I wrote my memoir, Just Between You and Me. I wrote a book of fiction called Elvis and Tiger. I recorded a blues album. I did things that I couldn't do because I was so involved with April Wine for so long. There was no wiggle room, you know. So I decided, that's it, guys. I got to do these other things. And I'm glad I did. And I continue to do them because the first blues record did so well internationally. It did so well. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, the people like what I'm doing, and I really took my time, and I did the best I could. And there again, you know, there's validation. So I did a second one. That's been well received as well, and I got some more.
Have you added any new cars to the collection?
not really. Especially, she's got a, you know, I've got enough. Especially when we're not supposed to be going anywhere; we're supposed to stay home. But you know, anyway, no, I'm not looking for any more cars. I don't know. I might start. What do they call it when you get to a certain age? You kind of, you know, you thin the herd and all those kind of things. Yeah. So I have a lot of possessions. There might be a point in my life now where I got to start cutting back on that, because I don't know when I'm going to be playing again and traveling again. I don't know if I'll ever want to again. I think that we probably have at least a year and very possibly 2 years where we're not going to be able to go out and tour the way we want to or the way we need to, or anybody will be able to. And at my age and all that I've done, and I'm thinking that maybe this is it. This might be the end of it. I don't know. It's hard to accept because this has been my passion for so long. It's all I've ever done for, you know, so many decades. And it's hard to accept it because it wasn't planned. not the way.
Right.
You know, it's like one thing to approach an airport and a plane for a nice smooth landing. That thing's a crash landing. You know, this is this is like a crash landing. But, you know, the beat will go on. Life will go on. But we'll see.
Well, we hope it's not the last time we get to see it live in concert. In the meantime, though, we'll keep enjoying the music, the latest album, Friends of the Blues 2, and look for number 3 when that rolls out as well. Miles Goodwin, a real pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for being with us, and be well.
Yeah, I'll you're welcome. It's been nice. Thank you. And I will mention that now for the first time in a long, long time, there's talk about a new April Wine album. So, because we have so much downtime, I'm actually in a position now where I can find the time to write a few things. So I've already started working on a new April Wine album. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that. Visit the website for more information. Miles, thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, guys. Stay well.
Miles Goodwin, the longtime lead vocalist of April Wine, his new solo album, Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues 2. Check it out. It's on Spotify. You can buy it everywhere. It is very good stuff.